The battle lines in this debate became clear early. In fact, Maggie Hassan was just 6 seconds into her first answer to a general question on the economy when she sought to blunt the tax and spending critique she must have known was coming.
It's really important that we have a strong and competitive economy, and that, of course, starts with opposing an income or sales tax.
Ovid LaMontagne also reiterated his opposition to a sales or income tax, or any other new taxes for that matter. LaMontagne said Hassan's record as a state senator exemplified what he termed the stark differences between them.
My opponent, was actually the majority leader for the Democrat-controlled Senate and oversaw spending increases way beyond the cost of living, supported 99 tax and fee increases in her time, including an income tax on small businesses called an LLC tax.
This dynamic was inverted, though, when it came to social issues. There, LaMontagne, who's been a vocal foe of gay marriage and abortion, sought to limit the discussion.
I really don't think that that's relevant at all for this election cycle. Again, as I travel around the state, the focus is jobs, the economy, reforming state government.
While Hassan pressed on for detail, particularly on abortion.
You can't be the governor for everybody in New Hampshire if you deny a woman a right to make her own health care decisions and chart her own future.
Or
if you deny people. Well,
it's an economic issue.
But it's the law of the land. And as a governor of New Hampshire, I'll be duty bound to enforce the law of the land, and I will.
And if a bill comes to your desk to ban abortion, you won't sign
this? It's not coming to my desk to ban abortion. The law of the land provides for abortion.
The candidates also clashed on how the state handled the hepatitis C outbreak at Exeter Hospital. Hassan suggested cuts to the state budget may have slowed the state's response.
Let's realize that the Department of Health and Human Services, along with our hospitals, have been decimated by budget cuts that this legislature put in place.
LaMontagne called that reckless.
To suggest to any extent that the response of HHS was a function of underfunding or anything else is irresponsible. It's a classic politicizing of a significant issue. Leadership requires discipline, focus, and truth.
Neither candidate offered specifics on how to prove New Hampshire's transportation infrastructure, but they split on how to pay for them. Hassan said higher tolls and an increase to the gas tax need to be part of that discussion. LaMontagne ruled that out. LaMontagne, meanwhile, said New Hampshire needs to move new state employees to 401k-style retirement accounts, which Hassan ruled out. Hassan said she'd reverse a 10-cent cut to the state tobacco tax. LaMontagne pledged he wouldn't. In general, both cast the other as representing the poles of their parties. Hassan called LaMontagne a Tea Partier. LaMontagne chided Hassan for a government-centered worldview. But on one issue, at least, they were in full agreement.
Should New Hampshire's liquor stores be allowed to sell beer?
No. I preserve the status quo.
Same answer. We agree on that.
Expect to hear even less consensus as this race develops. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.